you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. If you haven't joined the Fueled by Faith membership, sister, it is time. Through January, you can join at your first month at $1. This all will include a monthly in-person meetup where each quarter we have impact meetings. The next quarter, we're going to have a play meeting. And the next quarter, we're going to have a serve meeting. This allows us to get fueled. This allows us to get back to our childlike ways that God created us to act in and be in. And it also allows for us to go out and serve our community. We also have a monthly Zoom call and an amazing text community where all members come in. We talk about our devotions and scripture, but also prayers and celebration and just fun, because this is the life that God has gifted us with. So there are many options to join. Head to the link that's in the show notes that you can get all the details about which membership package is best for you. If you join by the end of January, you will get your first month for just $1. We are so excited to have you and cannot wait to continue to fill your cup. Have a great day. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sister, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith. And today we're going to chat community. And I'm going to just let God speak today and to let him use my voice, be the body, and allow him to just speak. I was chatting with a couple people today, earlier this morning, all about what I was seeking over a year ago and what I continue to seek out that has only helped my growth as an entrepreneur, a business owner, a mom, a wife, a follower of Christ, is community. And I, being around, you guys probably have felt this before, when you're in a room of people that get you on a whole nother level, when you're at a conference and you feel the Holy Spirit move. But beyond that, the people that are in that room, their stories, how they're walking out, how they are speaking, and it's just attractive, right? It just brings you in, their energy and how they talk about how God is moving, and it's unapologetic. I want more of that. I want to be in rooms of women that are hurting but praising. I want to be in a room of women that have struggled but have grown in their faith through the struggle. Community. There's a scripture, Psalm 133:1 tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. And we're all different. We're all beautiful, different walks of life that think different and vote different and build different and communicate different and love different, right? We have different love languages. We have different Enneagrams and different personalities, but we are all similar in one thing, and that is Christ's love for us. And so with that pillar brings the community together so we can walk it all out for his glory. We were all brought here. You were made. You were not made to be a business owner. God did not breathe you into life with the thought of they are going to open Amazon. They are going to be a stay-at-home mom. They are going to be a contractor. They are going, right? That breath of life in your lungs from him was, now go and glorify me. It was then as we grew that our talents and our treasures and our personalities were developed through him and our walks, but it was never from the beginning. The beginning was the breath of life in our lungs to go and glorify. And we all have that in common. And I remember a year ago, I felt so alone. I felt so alone because I'm building a business. I'm a mom. I have a husband. I'm trying to go to church. I go to church, and some people don't understand what we're going through. They see what they want to see, right? And all I had was myself and my husband. We didn't have close friends. We didn't have best friends to chat with that at this deep level, right? Since then, God said, go create this community. And I cannot tell you enough about the community of women that's in Fueled by Faith, all coming from different walks of life. And that is a beautiful thing in itself, that God gave us opportunity for us to go and walk out in different experiences and different upbringings and different backgrounds, for us to come together through him, praising him and learning from one another. You can't pour from an empty cup. It's not possible. Nothing comes out. Nothing comes out. I can pour from an overflowing cup. So when I am when the Lord is sourced through me and I overflow, it feeds into the community that's around me. And that multiplies into the community around you. And vice versa with people that I'm surrounded by, as they pour into me, it goes out for me and to you guys as the community that's being built now. And it's enough. Okay, great conversation I had today with someone about if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, even if you do whatever it is that you do, we get caught up in numbers, right? We get caught up in the one, or not the one, doing it for so much. I want to speak in front of 100 people. I want 5,000 people to follow me. I want a larger this, because I got things to say, right? God's speaking through. I'll give you a real life example. At our event in September, when I was planning it the summer beforehand, I had a number of 100 people. 100 women were going to come in that room. They were going to hear me speak. And they were just going to be like, oh my gosh, Emily Vermeer, she is great. I want her more in my life. That was of my flesh. And I struggled to sell tickets. I was not knocking on people's door, but I was cold messaging people. You need to hear this. You need to be in this room. When I finally let that go and God revealed to me that Fueled by Faith was not just an event for me to speak life into people, that Fueled by Faith is a way of life, and I needed to start walking that out before that event could happen for people to see it, that is when the shift happened. That the 100 didn't matter, the one mattered. The one person that's going to come and get added into your network, the one person that's going to walk into your building and you see them into your office, the one person that you meet at the grocery store, the one person that you waved hello on the side of the street to, the one person that you connect because your kids are on the same sports team, the one person that you're singing worship and there's an instant connection because they love your voice and they come and speak to you after church, the one person that comes and gets saved at a Sunday morning service, the one person that subscribes to your service, the one person that purchases something from you, the one person that you sell a home to, the one person that says, I need financial advice, the one person that says, pray for me. We need to focus on the one. And I am here to tell you, when we focus on the one, it hits hundreds. Not that we need to go out and speak to hundreds of people. Hopefully you're tracking with me. If you can imagine me speaking to you right now, it's me and you one-on-one, and there's life-giving information being exchanged between you and myself. I'm not only fueling you through the power of the words that God has given me, but you're going to go and walk out in faith to the next person that you meet. Maybe it's at a gas station pumping gas. Maybe you go into your classroom in front of 25 kids and you have more passion and peace that day, and that exudes in those 25 children, and then they go home and they have passion, they have peace, and they are fueled because you are fueled, and that overflows into their home life, and that goes into the families of those children, and then that multiplies. And it goes into the people that they go out to. This is Fueled by Faith, sister. Can I tell you right now, the action that you are doing, the one training that you do, the one prayer that you pray, it will multiply into the hundreds of people. This is community. This is what we're here for. When the one person walks into that house to purchase a product or your services, they're not going to stay quiet about it because the Lord is in you. This podcast is for you to hear, for you to be equipped, for God to speak to you on your specific situation, on what you need. This is your community, and you will go out and you will walk out and you will be changed, and you will go out and change the lives of others in a small, minute way, because that is how big our God is. He changes us in small, tangible ways. When you smile at someone, there's a movie out right now called Otto. I have not seen it, but it's this grumpy man who his life changes because of this young family that comes in and speaks life into him. Sister, you are here for big and grandiose things because God has gifted you with it. It is time to go. It is time to speak. And you have the community here to support you in doing that, because that is what God is calling me to do, is to make sure that you are fueled by faith so you can go act out in your God-given talents to pour over into others. Are we tracking? Snapping. Community is important. Your purpose is important. What God has for you is important. Do not leave here today. Do not shut that car door. Do not end this podcast. Do not go start dinner or breakfast or go to your next activity not fueled from this conversation. God is in this place. He is in you. He is in me. And he wants you to move and act out as if. Sister, I am so excited for what God is doing in your life, even if you're in hurt and turmoil right now. He's got big plans for you, and this is a part of it. I pray that you can see that and that you seek out community. You are not alone. God did not intend. Remember in the scripture, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We are here in unity together. If you are not part of Fueled by Faith, we have a membership. Go be a part of the membership. Through the end of January, it is $1 for your first month. You get access to a virtual Zoom call once a month. You get access to once a month in-person meetups here in Wilmington. You get access to our text chain, and it is life-giving. Community should be life-giving. Who you're surrounded by should be life-giving. If it's not, let it go. If it is, let it stay. We are here to pour into you, sister, and for you to pour out into other people. This is me using God's words to empower you to do the same, to hit people around you. We are partnered in this together, and I pray that you go exude his light. Sister, have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.